What's good, everybody? It's your boy Q, back to you today with Second Place Boys. I'm here with my co-host El Guapo 416.
What's going on, guys? How's it going?
We're just chilling here in Toronto right now, enjoying our day. It's my birthday, so you know, we're doing a little B-Day podcast. But other than that, we're doing an NBA free agency discussion talk right now. So
yeah, it's going to be good. Just so a little intro about us. We're just based in Toronto, Canada, Ontario. We are just going to be doing some podcasts about, you know, gaming, esports, real sports between major leagues and everything like that. But mostly it's just going to be some fun times between me and the co-host Q here.
Awesome. So we're going to get into it right now. And the first thing that we're going to be talking about today in the NBA free agency was the first thing that happened with the Kyrie Irving and the Kevin Durant trade, or I mean not trade, the signing to the Brooklyn Nets, which was very crazy when it happened, and it shocked the whole world. So what do you think about that, Matt?
I think it puts a lot of pressure on the East now with so much firepower on one team, especially in the Atlantic Division. You got those two guys with DeAndre Jordan on Brooklyn. You got Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid still on 76ers. You still got a couple of key pieces on the Raptors. Boston has some nice pieces, so it's going to be pretty tough to get out of the East, and it's going to be good for the next couple of seasons.
Do you think by Kevin Durant and Kyrie making this move, also DeAndre Jordan on the team, is the league more fair now?
I think in a sense the league is more balanced, maybe. If you feel like the league is fair, it'll never be fair because teams just will never have the same caps as other teams. Like, you'll never see, it'll be very rare to see the Phoenix Suns get like a huge amount of cap to acquire players like that. It'll take years, but I mean, I think it's just balanced. I think it's just more balanced now.
It's very, very interesting. What do you think about the Kyrie, Durant, and DeAndre Jordan chemistry? How does that work together?
Well, a lot of these guys are Team USA players, so they do have some familiarities with each other. I'm sure that they do share some sort of coaches or trainers in the off season or practice with each other and hang out. So chemistry, I'm not worried about. It's just that's off court chemistry in a sense to me. Like, how are they going to pan out for an 82 game season for 4 years? That's going to be tough.
Right. And what do you think about these three players, like, or Kyrie and Durant taking a pay cut for DeAndre Jordan?
I think it was a smart move. They realized that he brings a lot to the table as a big man, and it'll take a lot of the pressure off of them to get in the back, get in the paint, and kind of score those baskets. They can just work on moving around and cutting to get open space and hit those shots.
Awesome. So moving on, we're gonna talk about the Jimmy Butler trade. I mean, sign and trade to the Miami Heat. What do you think about that?
I think, honestly, I didn't think it was gonna be true. I just thought it might have just been like rumors. I didn't think that Jimmy would ever go to MA or Miami. But I mean, it's good. It's fresh. It's gonna be a fresh start for him. He had a lot coming out of that season with, I can't remember who he finished with. It wasn't Philly, so was it?
It was Philly, yeah.
It was Philly? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think he just needs a fresh start, and hopefully the Miami Heat will treat him with some open arms and let him.
So, in return for Jimmy Butler, the 76ers got Josh Richardson. What do you think about that?
Like, Josh Richardson just decided to sign with them,
or it was a sign and trade? That was part of the sign and trade deal, and then I think Al Horford was in that package too, or he signed a deal with them.
I think Josh Richardson is just like a nice core piece for them. I think maybe like a role player who
instead
helped.
Of Jimmy. JJ Redick.
Yeah, because JJ Redick did sign with New Orleans to go play with Zion and everybody else there, but. Yeah, I think it's gonna be good. It's
It's gonna be tight in the East. It's not gonna be the same.
And how does Al Horford fit in the 76ers picture?
The way I look at it is, Ben Simmons has to acquire a shot, or it's gonna be a waste of time, because Embiid is already doing what Horford's doing. So Horford can shoot, yes, but Ben Simmons has to find a way to get open, to get some more shots or better looks, because it's not like he can't shoot.
It's pretty crazy. Like, they're just like disrespecting him, and he's being discouraged by it. He's not getting that shot. Like, he's out of his confidence, his mojo.
That happens when you know, you kind of just let the noise get to you. Like, he's still young, so he'll learn to grow out of it. But in the end, it's gonna happen. He's gonna hear the noise and he's gonna accept it. So finding a way to tune it out is gonna be a better move.
Did you hear about Ben Simmons' ex-bae moving on?
No, I didn't.
You know how he was dating Kendall Jenner?
I did know that, yeah.
She moved on, or she was seen chilling with Kyle Kuzma.
Oh no.
Twist. Yeah.
Well, I mean, LA is gonna be, it's gonna be something, that's for sure. But that's for a later topic, I guess. I think the next thing is Kemba Walker signing with Boston and kind of filling in for Kyrie and kind of seeing how that team's gonna look. Their starting roster looks pretty mint already with Kemba, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Enes Kanter Gordon Hayward.
It's
Brad Stevens is a good coach and Kemba's a good player, so it just depends on how they mesh.
You know, I think Kemba will do better than Kyrie because Kemba, I think, is less selfish.
Trait to them, but I mean, I guess if you're looking at like who's gonna pass the ball in the last seconds for the best shot, I guess Kemba would be that guy. Kyrie would more
want to take that shot.
Yeah. Want that on him. But yeah, I mean, it's gonna be
that team is looking really good. I really like Jason Tatum. He's gonna do well this year.
Breakout year, one of them. But I mean, the Warriors made some moves with Kevin Durant leaving. They acquired D'Angelo Russell, and they kind of let go of Iggy for 4 picks to Mini.
Yeah, I think they got 2 picks with D'Lo too.
Two picks with D'Lo. Okay. But what's your take on that, Q?
I think D'Lo is the third splash, bro. So
you're calling him? Is that what you're
saying? Third splash, bro. They might trade him down the line, but right now, third splash, bro. I don't know how he'll mix in when Klay Thompson comes back, but he's gonna get a lot of good takes. He's essentially gonna fill in.
Well, I guess
spot for Klay.
I guess forgetting that Klay Thompson is injured, I guess he's gonna be the second splash, bro, until Klay can come back.
Exactly. Hopefully. So he's gonna be getting a lot of takes. He's been getting better each year. His 3's been getting better. Been watching highlights of him. He's good.
Yeah. Iggy would potentially be bought out by Minnesota or the Rockets.
Memphis?
Yeah.
Iguodala has Memphis.
Is Memphis? Oh, yeah. Boy. Sorry, everybody. Thought it was Minnesota. But, yeah, Memphis. And if he does get bought out or traded, it's most likely going to be to the Rockets. So,
I think that's what the Houston Rockets need. They got a different look. Instead of having Chris Paul, James Harden, and Trevor Ariza, they're going to have Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and Iguodala if that happens, which is quite interesting. Iguodala could even come off the bench and be a key player because he is a veteran. They still have Capella, so I think this team is looking good. Westbrook is better on the defensive end, and we'll see how he meshes with James Harden. That's the biggest thing.
And Willie Cauley-Stein going to the Warriors, I guess as a free agent, that young piece. Is he going to fill in the roles of Boogie? Not in the sense of how Boogie plays, but just as that big man that gets in that gritty area?
You know, he was from Sacramento too, so he kind of had that gritty post game a little bit. He's young. I'm not comparing him to Boogie. Boogie can shoot way better, but he adds an element to the Warriors that they needed, a big man presence, and they just had lackluster offensive, other than Boogie, offensive centers. So I think he fits in well, and it just shows that the Warriors are still in it. Yep. So don't count them out.
And I guess the next piece that we have to talk about in free agency is Mike Conley going to Utah, so that I guess Memphis can make space for Ja Morant to kind of take over and rebuild with the team. So how does Utah now stack up with Mike Conley as their point guard? And I think Bogdan Bogdanovic going to Utah as well.
Well, one of our friends, Brickhouse, was saying that the Jazz were one of the best defensive teams in the league. And
well, yeah, with Rudy Gobert.
And adding Conley, I'm not saying adds defense, but adds offenses, which is what they lacked in. They also added Bogdanovic. He's a great 3-and-D guy on the wing, and that's what they really need. So I think it's good for them. Good, great look. Next, we'll be talking about the Malcolm Brogdon signing to Indiana Pacers and the Milwaukee Bucks not being able to keep him as a player. What do you think about that, Matt?
I think it came down to Chris Middleton or Hammond. I mean, any logical person would choose Chris Middleton after what he did for that team during the year and the postseason. So, I mean, not to discredit him as a player, but it just came down to the financials. And, you know, he just wasn't worth it to keep at the end of the day. So, hopefully he works out with the Pacers. I think Jeremy Lamb will be a good core piece for them as well. But it all depends when Victor Oladipo comes back.
Yep.
I mean, hopefully he has a speedy recovery. But
I hope he comes back to start this season.
I think he said hopefully between November and December, but they might push it back to January just to keep him on the safe side.
What do you think about this Indiana team? Are they making the playoffs? Or
they're barely squeezing if they do, and it might be just because of a late push with Oladipo, or maybe a signing or trade at the trade deadline.
Do you see Oladipo coming back stronger than ever, or do you think he's still going to be? Do you think he's going to be a little rusty from his injury?
I think he'll come back stronger than ever. Or if not ever, then he'll come back stronger than he was before. But he's not going to be the same player. He has a lot of time to work on his craft. And if he feels like he's not ready, he can always come back when he chooses. So
yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and I guess Dallas Mavericks signing Kristaps Porzingis to a $158 million contract. I think it was for 5 years. How do you feel about that?
That's huge, because they already have Luka Doncic, and just pairing those two together is like deadly. I think that they're both they can shoot the three ball well. First of all, they're European players, so they have a certain style of how they play. They're saucy, they got finesse, both of them, and I think they're both really good young players that may be willing to stay in Dallas if ownership is right, which they have Mark Cuban. So,
And speaking of that, Mark Cuban said that they're going to load manage Kristaps throughout the season if he does return, just to kind of watch how he plays, and maybe they'll do something with him like Kawhi or LeBron did throughout the season, and kind of play him, rest him on those back-to-backs, or keep him back from traveling too far to kind of...
I think that's smart for them to do that, because you saw what they did with Kawhi, and it turned out over the longevity of the season, just not making the player mad or angry, and although they might not have him for certain games that they need him, they need to rest him because he's coming off a big injury.
Yeah.
Next, we'll be talking about Teddy Rozier to the Hornets. What do you think about him filling in the shoes of Kemba Walker on the Charlotte Hornets?
I don't remember how long he signed or whatever the numbers were, but if he's there for a good amount of time, I think he may not fill in the roles of Kemba, because he is like their best franchise player, like hands down, statistically, and just knowing the fact that he did what he did for Charlotte. But I think he's a good player. He studied what Kyrie gave him, and he watched what Kyrie did in Boston. And I mean, he handled his own when Kyrie wasn't playing himself. So it's gonna be good. It's gonna be something to see.
What do you think about Michael Jordan and the Hornets? How does he progress this team for the future? Because they are looking really bad.
I think they've been bad. They've always been bad, but I mean, they're getting better. Like, it's all about finding that one piece, and whether it's a draft or signing, and just building around him, finding players that would work best with him. So, whether that, you know, like, just gotta be able to work around those trades.
Yeah, I really think that they have to rebuild and make some moves, because they've been silent. They haven't done anything.
Not in a while, yeah.
All right, so next we'll be talking about the big Russell Westbrook CP3 trade. What do you think about that, Matt?
I think, well, for starters, Russell Westbrook and the Beard are going to be reunited, so it's going to be good. It's going to be a fun time. We haven't seen that too back since a long time, so hopefully it'll work out. It'll be a fresh point guard. Someone new, play style that the Houston Rockets fans and ownership will appreciate. It's a fast, explosive play style.
Like you said, fast, explosive play style. It kind of matches James Harden, where you take a lot of quick 7-second shots and that kind of quick basketball. I think he fits in well with the team because he has that ability.
And I think OKC getting CP3, I mean, all they can do is hope that he wants to play. Rumors are going around saying that he wants to be traded.
Yeah.
So whatever happens, happens. But if he does end up playing the one season there, I think Houston, or I think Oklahoma will have a good time with whatever pieces they can get to keep him there throughout the season.
What do you think about CP3's career and legacy as a player now? There's been a lot of salty things that have been said about him throughout the league.
One thing that I will consistently say, and it pains me to say this, but I think the NBA alone, if you go back all those years to when Chris Paul wanted to go to the Los Angeles Lakers, and David Stern vetoed the trade and made it not possible. I think if that trade went through, teams and draft picks and players where they are now would be different, and the whole league itself would be different in the sense of where players are. Like, just how championships would be won or whatever the situation was, but the league would be...
I didn't even know about that.
...completely different. But his career is intact. All he needs to do is find a team that is worth building it, like, who has the young core to help him out, because he is getting to that point, but also a team where he can excel and be himself, because I don't think he was in the later seasons of his contract. I don't think he was able to be himself, because Harden was just pushing for that MVP or that chip, and he wasn't all about having fun. It was more for like chasing that ring.
You can tell that they were tired of each other and sick of each other. They had a lot of great plays. Mm-hmm. They had a good run taking Golden State to 7 in the playoffs, which I think if they had CP3 for the earlier game, they definitely could have taken it from Golden State.
Yeah.
Lastly, we will be talking about the LA Clippers and the LA Lakers. So, LeBron and Anthony Davis... that right there alone. Danny Green also on the team, they acquired him, and Kawhi and Paul George on the Clippers. What is your take on
it's going to be a battle at the Staples Center? You're going to see some fun basketball in LA. I think that those two teams alone are probably right now the top two teams in the West, if you really think about it, just with the firepower they have in the starting lineup. It's going to be a battle of the Staples Center, and I predict that it might be a conference final matchup going to 7 for that last chance to get into the finals.
That would be wild.
It would be a fun time. I think
that'd be great.
With all the players that the Clippers have, you think like they're such a defensive team. Like, you got Lou Will, you got Pat Bev, you got Montrezl Harris, now you got Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, the young guys that they had. I mean. It's gonna be tough to play against the Clippers just as much as it's gonna be tough to play against the Lakers, because the Lakers have a lot of firepower. LeBron, AD, Jared Dudley, Danny Green, Kyle Kuzma,
I mean,
DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins. How could we forget that guy? I mean,
bro, the Lakers are
stacked, really, and it's gonna be. It's gonna be.
I think they're gonna move LeBron to point guard.
They are playing LeBron at point guard.
Then
so,
Danny Green.
And you got your starting lineup consists of LeBron at PG, Danny Green at shooting guard, Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma, and DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins.
That's just an insane lineup. Like, how are people gonna stop him?
One thing that I don't know is like. And I think people will just tarnish DeMarcus Cousins is that he's just going to whatever team he wants to just chase that ring. And
I mean, it's kind
if
of
you
true,
if you think about it, which team did he have? Which team has does have a better chance of winning it with? Like last year's Warriors, like the one that just lost in the finals, or this year's Lakers that they have now?
This year's Lakers, I think he just didn't mesh well with like Curry and stuff, and he didn't really have a big enough role, which he won't have a big enough role here. But I think LeBron is going to be just. Him at point guard with all these pieces is just going to be like an orchestra. He's going to be like, two, AD here, boom. Like, yeah. He's going to get a bunch of assists. Maybe not as many points, but they're going for the championship, so that's big.
And do you think any of these teams with the big names go out and make trades to kind of help that and push towards that chip throughout the season? Towards the trade deadline, going out of their way to go all in.
Like if it's not working, I see them making trades. But right now, I think the Lakers are stacked. I could see the Clippers trying to acquire a big man because I don't know who they have. Someone more defensive other than Montrezl Harrell or offensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what they lack in.
And I guess the final topic would be which. Which teams, in your opinion, if you had to get three, and I want to say this right off the bat, besides the Clippers and the Lakers, which three teams do you think had the best free agencies this year or so far?
Honestly, OKC made a lot of smart moves.
Okay.
Just because they knew Paul George wanted out, they knew Westbrook also was... kind of sour with the whole organization, even though he loves them, people love him there. He was very loyal to them, it was his team. But it's time for OKC to move on. They haven't done well, so they got a lot of picks. Like, I saw a picture of what they got for like those two players, and it's crazy.
And some players too. Yeah. So OKC, who else?
In the East, I got. It's hard to say. I think it's gonna be a battle in the East. I still think Giannis is going to get even better this year. So, and he's going to come back with revenge. I think Giannis is mad. So I think he's going to have a great season. From Milwaukee, I would say in the East.
76ers had a good free agency?
Oh, okay. We're talking about free agency.
Yeah, like which team had the better, like one of the best free agencies this season? Like besides the Clippers and the Lakers.
Okay.
You said OKC had a good free agency because look at the picks and the players they've acquired to rebuild.
Yeah, 76ers had a great free agency. And picking up Kemba was huge for Boston, I think, even though it's one player. Or even the Westbrook deal, like I think that's huge. But those are just one players. I can't. Brooklyn. There, I forgot about them. But yeah.
I was gonna say, my three would be Brooklyn for sure. You got, Toronto, which is a dark horse because they got some defensive players that people would sleep on. Stanley Johnson is like another OG Anobi.
It's like a 3-and-D guy.
Yeah, so that would be good. And signing Pat McCaw again was good. He can play. He can ball. Last team would be Houston. Yeah, like Houston had probably just acquiring Russell Westbrook and
kind of
dumping that CP3 contract and leaving it up to him and his management.
That was great.
Was a good run. But, NBA and 2K 2020, which is weird to think, but, is going to be fucking lit.
It's going to be litty.
It's
gonna
be a good time.
It's gonna be a good time.
You tune in on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, don't be shy to tune into our Second Place Boys channels. We'll be able to link you guys to all our social media handles, including myself and my friend here, Q. But yeah, I think that's it. I think we covered all of our topics for today's podcast. We're gonna come back next week with some new discussions. Hopefully, whether that be some NHL signings or some news on 2K, and NHL 20, because their trailers are coming out. But there'll be some new content for you guys soon.
Yeah, we're also gonna be having a lot of other topics and discussions on different basketball segments. So it could be like another free agency talk. Might be doing a segment about the young players in the NBA or who we think is gonna just win and take it this year. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Stay tuned.
All right, well, on that note, I'm El Guapo.
I am Second Place Quilly,
and we are Outski.
Jeez.